Welcome to this Thursday edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. You know, Chuck, today we'll be talking with Dr. Terry Hargrave of the Amarillo Family Institute in Amarillo, Texas. And Dr. Hargrave recently published a book entitled Boomers on the Edge, which he deals with some of the unique challenges facing this particular generation.
Well, Dave, we wanted to talk to Dr. Hargrave today, especially because our listeners have said one of their primary concerns is retirement. And, you know, we speak to a vast audience every day, and we know who they are and what some of their concerns are. And some of them are feeling very acute financial pain right now today, and others are more worried about the future and long-term planning. And it's interesting that the people who are feeling the acute pain right now are going to feel it even worse if they're not prepared, because boomers are facing some unusual challenges today. One of those that you're going to hear Dr. Hargrave speak about is that our aging parents are actually living longer. Now, that's really good news, and it's exciting to see that those advances happening, but it brings some new complications and implications to it, especially around our finances. Obvious that we're rejoicing that they're going to be with us longer, but those implications require that sometimes our parents may end up moving in with us or relying on us to take care of them for much longer periods of time than we really ever expected or planned for. Some of the other issues of retirement, people are asking, will I have enough money for retirement? How much do I really need? Will Social Security still be around, and will it be viable? Will my investments continue to bring a solid return? And kind of the silent pain of the downturn in the economy is those seniors who have been dependent upon a very modest return on their investments in safe, secure places that are now not getting those at all. And they're seeing a lot of downward pressure on their current income. Will I have to go back to work at age 65? Or do I have to give up on that as my objective? And will I be a burden to my own children? All of those are issues that come into play when you consider what does the future hold when I'm age myself. I know in my case, I'm very excited to talk to Dr. Hargrave because my parents are in that stage. Both of them are still alive. Both of them are needing some care and assistance from us, and we're working through that with them. But I think this is going to be a really, really informative program.
Well, I'm looking forward to introducing you to Dr. Terry Hargrave right after this break. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Dr. Terry Hargrave. Terry is the president of the Amarillo Family Institute. Terry, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. Tell us a little bit about the Amarillo Family Institute. What do you do?
Amarillo Family Institute is a marriage and family therapy center. We're about helping people through all sorts of life problems. We do a lot of individual therapy and marital therapy, and there are 8 different therapists that have their practices here. I particularly have my practice and research located here, working a lot with marriages, but also with intergenerational families, issues of reconciliation, and particularly issues that concern aging.
How did you get into those issues, Terry? What happened in your practice that caused you to see a need there?
Well, originally, while I was going through graduate school, I was a director of a personal care facility, so I got to see firsthand how to take care of aging family members and the struggles that families dealt with. Also, in my own family, my wife and I were caretakers for my mother-in-law for the 10 years of Alzheimer's that she suffered with. She passed away 2 years ago, but it certainly taught me a lot more about caregiving. I thought I knew a lot being a personal care director. I learned a lot more when I walked that walk myself.
Well, Terry, you recently wrote a book entitled Boomers on the Edge, and in that book you talk about some of the major challenges facing the boomer generation today. But first, tell us, how do you define boomer?
Boomers are, of course, that age category, that generation that was born between roughly 1945, the end of World War II, and 1964. It's the group that is now certainly middle-aged that is headed into retirement, particularly over the next 10 to 20 years.
Well, and we talked to a lot of boomers on this program. So from your research, what's the number one challenge facing boomers today?
The number one issue that is the sociological change that will probably have the biggest impact for a century in our culture is the fact that the boomers are taking care of aging parents. It's not that the previous generations have never cared for aging parents, but there are two distinct factors that boomers are doing differently. The first one is because so many people are living into their 80s and 90s. Medicine has been able to prolong the lifespan for almost everybody. But unfortunately, that means that a lot of them will live sicker longer. And so a lot of terminal illness has actually changed into chronic illness. So much, much more common in the boomer experience will be caring for an aging parent. This is the first generation that will do caregiving en masse. The other thing is that in previous generations, caregiving was usually limited to a short amount of time, again, because of medical science advances. Instead of caring for an aging parent for 1 or 2 years at the end of their life, many times we'll be caring for aging parents 5 or 10 or maybe even 15 years.
Well, Terry, from our perspective, there's got to be quite a few financial implications to those, both of those issues. What are some of them that your research showed?
Well, absolutely. There's just a myriad of financial issues. The number one issue, of course, is there going to be enough financial resource to be able to care for the aging parent? Do they have enough? You know, our aging parents, usually they didn't expect to live into their mid-80s, which most of them will live into if they live past 60. And so it's a surprise to them, and that really stretches their resources. You also have the fact that Social Security doesn't necessarily keep up with inflation. They exhaust any extra resources that they have. And when you start talking about housing and needing care and their resources being taxed, it really becomes a question of where is the money going to come from to provide the care.
And Terry, are you seeing some examples of this being handled very well?
You know, I'm always proud of the boomer generation of how they step up to the plate. Most boomers organize their siblings and say, we're going to contribute and make sure that mom and dad have the income that they need to be able to make it. And if that fails, a lot of boomers say, we're going to be taking our older parent into our home. Noble, and I'm, you know, the boomer generation has always been accused of being selfish and self-centered, but by and large, I find the boomers doing what is needed for their aging parents to be well.
You know, Terry, you mentioned that you've had to face this in your own life, and your research was driven largely by some of your own experiences. How have you handled it in your family?
Well, fortunately, when it came to my mother-in-law being cared for, she had adequate resources to manage her care. But even if your parent doesn't live in your home, my wife and I found out just a whole lot of necessary resources financial decisions that we had to make, from the negotiation of slowly taking over her finances, in which we had to secure a durable power of attorney, and to eventually taking over health care decisions for, in which we needed a durable power of attorney for health care decisions. Also, just the transition of being able to manage her money in such a way that she was getting the care that she needed, but that she was being connected with us. All those power negotiations, transfer of power, realizing that the money has to be rationed out to be able to last, what is good enough care versus the very best care versus neglect. All those are emotional decisions that are very difficult to make. Plus, just on the personal side, this is your parent or your mother-in-law that you're seeing go through this, and you're going through the pain and grief of watching her deteriorate. This lovely woman who nurtured my wife, she was slowly fading away and wasn't very happy about losing her power, and how to be respectful of her and respectful of the really great financial decisions that she had made through her life, but utilizing those resources wisely, knowing that she could no longer do that for herself.
Well, Terry, those are certainly issues that we all have to face, and when we come back, I'd like to find out if there's a list of those issues where we could that would be available to all of us who want to be prepared for that. We'll continue our discussions with Dr. Terry Hargrave when Money Life returns. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth that'll last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Dr. Terry Hargrave. And Terry, before we left off, we were talking about the number one issue facing boomers today is aging parents. And you said that we need to be prepared not only for the financial implications of that, but all the subtle nuances in the shift of power or the transfer of power and preserving our parents' dignity during that procedure because they're living so much longer than in the past. Is there a list or some resources to know how to do this really well so that we can be prepared for this event?
Yeah, there are some great books on just how to proceed in caring for aging parents. My book is, of course, written from a spiritual perspective on how to just balance out what I call these three principles of responsibility, taking financial and emotional responsibility for a parent as they're needing that care, being open-handed and being unselfish with your time and your resources to be able to accomplish the job of treating the parent with respect and love. And then evenness, realizing that there are boundaries to what you can do as a caregiver. Caregiver doesn't describe everything that you are. It only describes one role that God has given you in your life. And in the book, Boomers on the Edge, we try to talk about not only what are some practical ways that you can handle the financial decisions, but also the emotional issues of how to make the transitions, for instance, of like housing, how to make the transition of your parent from driving to not driving, how to handle things that are emotionally based like depression and loss.
And besides this issue, you cover another one that's facing boomers today. Very near the top of that list is the issue of retirement. What did your research find?
Well, as you know, Chuck, there's a great gap that's developing because boomers are going to live much, much longer than even their aging parents. Most boomers will live into their 90s. And, you know, the actuarial tables did not plan for retirement for boomers to live that length of time. Also, you just have a lot of retirement issues coming up because it's pretty clear that Social Security will have to be modified dramatically if it's going to last at all, as well as Medicare is, there's some questions whether it will be around. So more resources are going to be needed by the boomers because they're going to live much longer. And at the same time, the governmental resources that most people have seen as the hallmark or the dependable playing card in the deck, it's going to be disappearing or at least greatly reduced. So boomers are going to get to retirement and finding out very quickly that they don't have enough resources for 20 or 30 years that they'll be alive.
Well, that's not very good news, Terry. What advice are you giving these families who come to you for help and they're realizing, the aging parent issue is going to be more involved than they thought, and also their own retirement issues? How are you counseling them?
There are really three strategies that we really talk about when people are in their 40s or 50s or in their early 60s. Is number one is, and of course your ministry is great at this, is getting out of debt. It is about, you know, debt will eat away that income, and nothing reduces your ability to look toward retirement more than debt just eating away the income that you're producing. If you can start eliminating that debt and getting out of debt, then you go a long way in solidifying your aging years. The second thing that we really look at is we encourage people to work longer. You know, the scripture doesn't really talk about retirement as a biblical concept. It's a good idea that when we reach our peak age, but to slow down and maybe even stop. But, you know, because of medical advances, it's not unusual at all for a 70-year-old or a 75-year-old to have the vigor to be able to work. When you're looking at these extended years, it really is helpful for a boomer to think in terms of not 65, not 67, maybe not even 70, but maybe 72 or 75 to work. That goes a long way in ensuring that when the boomer does have to retire, they'll be able to make it. And the final thing is that really in this day and age, the boomer has to be more conscious of their own retirement resources. They really have, if their intention is to retire, they need to be putting away money regularly and religiously to make sure those resources grow while they still have earning power.
Well, Terry, I certainly agree with that advice. That all lines up with God's wisdom. But I know there's other issues that you've uncovered in your research that boomers need to be considering and be aware of. What else are you seeing, Terry?
The third major issue, I think aging parents is number one, and certainly a retirement issue plays in big. But also this issue is our children are having difficulty making it economically in a changing world. And so we have a lot of adult children that are in their 20s or maybe even early 30s that are moving back home. And a lot of boomers are concerned, and my kid is moved back home, are they stalled out, are they just irresponsible and lazy? And really what it calls for is for the boomers to look at this kind of new age of adolescents and adult children moving back home as a time to really parent adult children and teach them a plan on how to make it in a tougher economic world. So those are the three issues that I really think are the ones that are pressing on boomers the most.
Well, Terry, you've certainly given us a lot to think about today. It's been great having you on Money Life.
Thank you so much for having me, Chuck.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll return with some closing thoughts from today's discussion.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and as we wrap up today's program, I want to talk to those of you who are trying to process the things that you heard Dr. Hargrave say. You know, as we said in the beginning of the program, this is both good news and some pretty tough news. Extending our life has great implications to it. Also, having the uncertainty in the economy and uncertainty with where our government is right now and whether or not we can rely upon what traditionally has been safe sources of income, we really need to be thinking these issues through and trying to get prepared. I just had a dinner with a businessman from an Asian country that's controlled by communists, and he observed some of their culture, both good and bad. And one of the aspects that he was sharing with me that he loved about their culture was their view of retirement. And it's understood in their culture that children are responsible for their parents' well-being. And it's a commonly accepted practice is that they should maintain the standard of living of their parents all the way until they die. In other words, the parents should never suffer a loss of their lifestyle just because they can no longer work. And the children are oriented to accept that responsibility all of their lives. It's just been generational. So the retirement plan is already in place, and it's not up to the parents to fund the retirement. It's up to the kids. Now, we look at it as these are challenges. These are things we need to be thinking about, but it's somewhat optional in how you're going to respond. In some ways, I think the biblical response is that we accept that responsibility without question. Not necessarily to maintain their same standard of living, because that may be totally impossible because you've not been prepared for it. But either way, I think we need to be thinking, God says that if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. In other words, he's saying, if the people around you are taking care of their families better than the Christians, something is wrong. So what should you do? Well, if you haven't started preparing, begin today, even if it's a small amount. Get prepared. Remember this, the earlier you start, the more prepared you'll be. And saving money and setting it aside should just become a normal habit in your lifestyle. It's obvious that reducing debt is a good idea, that it will give you an advantage to create margin and to be prepared. It never ceases to amaze me how many benefits there are from reducing debt. And here's just one more reason, one more motivation to say, I'm going to do it. And then prepare to work longer. Don't look at 65 as the stopping point any longer. Perhaps it's just a transition point. But as he said today, many people are looking at working longer well past the traditional retirement age. And trust God, he's the one who will provide your needs and provide for those that you're in charge of taking care of.
Well, thanks, Chuck. That certainly is good advice. And you know, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, you can always hear it again by going to crown.org. Well, tomorrow, Chuck will answer your questions. We'll be opening the Money Life mailbag, so be sure to join us then. Until next time, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.